1039 WDKX. It's the WDKX Wake Up Club. And good morning to you on this, I would say, start off cloudy day, but it'll get better. Don't worry. It'll get better. The sun is shining. It's just, you know, behind some clouds. It'll peak out. We have meteorologist Richard McCullough with the extended WDKX weather in a few moments. But we also have Site with a story that seems to be, I don't know if it's a picking up trend or if it's just certain franchises, but Site, you have people, literally entire teams, walking off the job.
Well, this happened out in Lincoln, Nebraska, where a whole staff at a Burger King restaurant all put in their 2-week notice. And then, you know, the signs where it says Burger King, and then they have like the little specials that they have going on. So on the sign, they said that we all quit. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Wow. Okay. Well, the conditions, though, were terrible. Apparently, they were working under hot conditions. Air conditioner didn't work. All these other terrible situations.
Well, Rachel Flores, who was actually the general manager who began working at that location not that long ago, was quickly promoted to general manager just a few months later after the previous manager. She says she worked in a restaurant before, including other Burger Kings, and was familiar with the environment, she said, but she was unprepared for the behavior she experienced from upper management at this Burger King.
Oh, so wait a minute. So like a slum lord where you pay rent to, there was a slum restaurateur, like a slum, because it's not Burger King. It's Burger King's name. So somebody owns that Burger King.
Right, right. She says she experienced months of issues, including short staffing, managerial turnovers, and hectic work conditions.
Wow. Yeah, no, it is.
And so this happened in the beginning of July, like the end of June, beginning of July. This happened in California with a McDonald's. They did the same thing, but they put it on TikTok and they put a note on the door and said that everyone quit, we're closed, and there was no one inside the restaurant. So I don't know if this is like a trend that's happening with certain restaurants, but
in this one, she said that when she went to her direct boss and other upper management about her experience, she said she was accused of making excuses and being dishonored.
It's time to go. I'm glad. You know what? It's not like
they say you're acting like a baby.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll take my butt someplace else that offers me so many other jobs and opportunities. Best believe there's a work shortage, so somebody will take my experience very quickly, and I don't need to put you on my resume.
Now, I remember I was going to this gym downtown. It was about 6 months ago. It's something else, though. It's not the same gym, but it was right downtown, right on Chestnut. And I remember going there, and I was going there for a couple months. And my brother was going there, so we would work out together or whatever. So one Sunday when he got out of work, he had just went there. He sent me a text message, and he's like, yo, something not right here. Read this sign. So I'm reading the picture, and it said, I can't remember exactly what it said, but pretty much it was saying, we haven't been paid in weeks, and until we get paid, the regular job duties around here will not be done, such as cleaning.
Oh, wow, yeah. Mm. Gotta have a
imagine
have a clean
getting
gym.
A sign like that during these times.
Right. That ain't happening.
Say that right now.
But, you know, so this happened with and this kind of the same thing with McDonald's. There was an argument with upper management. So the whole entire crew decided that they were going to quit. It doesn't really say why, but they said that there was just an argument with upper management. Now, I will say this, out of all those fast food restaurants, I had to go look up to see if this happened with Wendy's. Mm-hmm. And apparently it hasn't.
Really?
So, yeah. There was a video you guys probably might remember that was surfing around on social media where one employee quit, which that is, you know, that's a normal thing when someone quits a job, but not an entire staff. So, yeah, so Wendy's might have one up. If I was Wendy's, I would be tweeting right now.
Yeah, come on over here.
Your ice cream machine's broken and your crew team's leaving.
Hit you with the shit now. You don't want your upper, if your upper management don't believe in you, come over here.
Right. Our ice cream machine works.
Thank you for making this a part of your day. If it's time for a new job, head over to shiftdip.com. Maybe you might be doing the same thing next if you fed up. Good morning.